The start of the new school year brings with relief in many ways. For parents, their kids will be gaining knowledge for education. Social skills will continue to grow from being around others. Considering the higher prices of, well, everything, many parents will get some financial relief thanks to school meal programs. This is also a time of transition as well, with the deadline to use summer EBT cards approaching. My first guest today joins us to examine all of this, as well as to address concerns an increasing number of families have about whether any of these heavily relied on programs will either be limited or just outright cut. She is the director of Hunger Free New Jersey. Lisa Pitts, how are you today, Lisa?
I'm doing fine, Chris. Thank you.
HungerFreeNJ.org, their website, and we do have it at our homepage as well. Well, let's start in chronological order because, as I said in the introduction, the clock is ticking on summer EBT cards, and a lot of people who aren't in the program might be thinking, well, it's summer's over, aren't they over? But there's a little time left, and what do people have to watch out for with their summer EBT balances at this point?
So they have us up to 122 days for families who've received the summer EBT card. They have up to 122 days or about 4 months to use their benefits. The clock starts ticking when the funds are actually added to the card, not necessarily when the card arrives in the mail. So we are encouraging, most of the cards went out in June, but they have been being issued, you know, on a rolling basis as information came in. So it won't all expire at the same time for everybody that got EBT. It really, summer EBT, it depends on when families receive the card. But it is a total of 122 days or about 4 months from the date that the benefits were added to the card. And we are encouraging families to check their balance. They can also lock their cards in between use to avoid theft. But we are encouraging folks to check their summer EBT cards to see what their balance is. They can either go to Connect EBT app, visit njfamiliesfirst.com, or they can call the state hotline at 1-800-997-3333.
It's good to know because with every all things plastic that we do in our days, we kind of forget and try to keep up with everything, and it just doesn't always work out. And this is something you don't want to have slip between the cracks. So with school starting, Lisa, that, of course, means with the school meals programs, and we've talked in the past how school participation rates, at least the trends are good, not with every school, but they're trying, more so with the lunch programs and with the breakfast before the bell programs. But with the school meals programs, have there been any changes that either limit or open the door for eligibility this year?
Yes. So I will say, you know, school meals obviously are critically important for our children, for our families. Children who are eligible for free school meals, it can save a family about $120 a month in grocery expenses. It saves parents money, time, and stress, and provides nutritious, healthy meals to our kids so that they can focus and learn in school. We know that many kids get the bulk of their nutrients from the meals that they eat at school. And so we're really encouraging parents to complete the school meal application. Parents can submit a school meal application at any time, but we are really encouraging parents to submit the application by around mid-October, or really as soon as possible. If a child is eligible according to the federal guidelines for free school meals, if the parent submits a school meal application, it's determined that the child is eligible for free school meals under the federal guidelines, then that will mean that that child can get free breakfast and lunch at school throughout this school year, and that they could also get summer EBT for next summer, 2026. The state did expand income eligibility. This is a New Jersey-specific guideline. This was implemented last school year, but a lot of families don't know about it. So again, we're doing a lot of outreach and encouraging families to take a look at the state income guidelines for free school meals and to complete a school meal application. The state increased income eligibility for free school meals up to 224% of the federal poverty level. Just to give you an idea of what that is, That's about, it's a little less than $60,000 in gross annual income for a household of three. That's a significant difference from the federal guideline for that same family of three. Under the federal income guidelines, their annual income, their gross annual income cannot exceed a little less than $35,000. That state expanded income eligibility is a huge help to our struggling, working, low-income families.
So does the New Jersey income guideline supersede the federal guideline for any application for a school meals program?
Yes. So if a parent fills out a school meal application and they come in at or below the federal income guidelines, then the child can qualify for free school meals and also for summer EBT. If a parent submits a school meal application, their income is above the federal income guidelines, but at or below the new state increased guideline, then their child can still qualify for free school meals. They would not, however, qualify for summer EBT. Only children who meet the federal income guidelines for free school meals, free and reduced price school meals, qualify for summer EBT. The state increase income eligibility is just a state initiative, and it's supplemented by the state of New Jersey. And summer EBT is a federal program. So in order for those kids to get summer EBT, they need to meet the federal guidelines.
I know for you listening, it sounds like a lot of twists and turns, but surprisingly, the application is very crystal clear and will be very informational for you to be guided by. So have a little faith and just take it nice and slow. And if you need help, there are organizations like Hunger Free in New Jersey that can help you too. We're talking with Lisa Pitts, director of Hunger Free New Jersey, hungerfreenj.org, their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. You mentioned too, the good idea is to get the application in before October. Is that because come October, that's when the new federal fiscal year starts, and are some limitations, some bombs about to be dropped on the meal programs?
We don't know what's going to come down, the road and school meals. For right now, the programs remain intact. The October deadline, as I said, parents can really submit a school meal application at any point during the school year, but the October deadline is a deadline that the school districts really sort of, it's their ideal time to get the applications before October because as it relates to school funding. So that's really why we're encouraging. And also, I think as the school year goes on, parents might be less likely. You know, everybody's in back to school mode now. They're getting their school supplies. Schools are having back to school nights. And so it's top of mind right now for parents. And so we're really trying to capitalize on that and get the word out now and encourage parents to complete the application now, at the beginning of the school year, so that then their child will qualify. If they qualify, they'll be certified, for eligibility for free school meals through the entirety of the school year.
And as is typical with most federal and even state programs, once you're in it and changes come down, those changes usually don't impact anyone who's already in the program. The term is you're grandfathered in. So if you're in, then at least for the next year, things will stay stable. Reapplication at this point, like it's been blatantly obvious. Who knows what could be happening next month, never mind next year, with federal policies. How much have you found the loss of the local food for schools program has impacted the school meal programs? Have you been hearing from schools saying it's not as easy as it was with the program?
That was incredibly disappointing, that loss of funds. I mean, I think that the funding remains intact. For this last school year, they had the funding. So we don't know the impact yet of what is going to be this school year. But it was a loss of $16 million to the local food and schools program. These were federal funds coming into New Jersey in March of this year. USDA canceled the local food to school funds, as I said, to the tune of $16 million. That is a loss to not only the children. I mean, that money was dedicated for school districts to purchase locally sourced, unprocessed, or minimally processed foods to be used in the breakfast and lunch program. So it's a significant loss to the schools, to our kids, and to our farmers, and our local producers. In New Jersey alone, there were about 46 producers who would have benefited from that, who have been impacted by this cut of $16 million to local food in schools. So I have no doubt it will have a significant impact on, you know, schools' ability to be able to get locally sourced fresh foods for school meals.
I mentioned earlier in the segment that, we like it or not, there are some schools who are not fully active in school meals programs. My hope is that a higher cost for supplying these programs is not going to deter those on the fence schools from doing what's right and really what they're responsible to do. And it's even more insulting when you look at the reasoning for the cut for this program and the local food purchase assistance program, which was helping food pantries primarily. The federal reason was, well, those programs were created during the pandemic and the pandemic's over. We don't need those programs anymore. And I got a bunch of parents and families and kids that would like to argue that statement, but that'll be another conversation for another time. Just to wrap up, Lisa, I always think, too, that people see having a need as a stigma of some kind. How it's important for everyone, if they have the need, to step forward, because that's the only reason why these programs survive, when people use them. And if it's a program that is genuinely going to help a person, there's no shame in asking for help and getting for help. It's a means by which you can reestablish yourself, and sooner versus later might maybe not need the programs once you reestablish yourself economically and financially.
It's critically important that people participate in whatever programs they're eligible for, because what we're talking about here is food, you know, a basic human need. When we are nourishing our children, we are investing in our children. We're investing in their health. We're investing in their education. There's been all kinds of studies that have shown that, you know, kids who participate in school breakfast and lunch have lower obesity rates, better health outcomes, better education outcomes. So absolutely. I mean, this is why we encourage parents, fill out the school meal and summer EBT application. If your child is not eligible under the federal guidelines, perhaps they will be eligible under the new state increased income guidelines. This is a wonderful resource. Again, it saves parents time, money, stress, and it ensures that our children have access to a healthy meal to start their day and a healthy lunch. So we really feel that these programs are investments. Same with summer EBT. It's $120, you know, per eligible child in the summer, so parents can purchase groceries when the kids do not have access to breakfast and lunch at school. So these are wonderful federal nutrition programs, and we encourage, you know, parents to please fill out the application and see if your child or your children are eligible.
Find out more about what we talked about here. Website for the Hunger Free New Jersey organization, hungerfreenj.org. She is their director, Lisa Pitts. Lisa, thank you for the information, the facts, and the awareness of what is available and the importance of taking advantage of what is available. And thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Chris. I appreciate it.